Manifest your essence. This is perfection and nothing else. Find yourself within yourself. This is perfection and nothing else. It's 11:09. Unfortunately, I'm still Hosseini. Restart program, episode 20 of Radio Pastu. A shocking program in history, in other words, presented to you. Many have messaged saying, "Sir, everything we've heard about Rumi, Sa'di, and Hafez until now was completely wrong. And I feel sorry for a house that doesn't have Rumi in it." They really used tongs to pick up Rumi for 90 years so their hands wouldn't get unclean. My dear listener, a house that doesn't have Hafez, Rumi, and Sa'di in it, board it up. That means there's nothing in it. More essential than your parents are Rumi, Sa'di, Hafez, and Attar, who should be in your home. It's a great pain that we are Iranians, we are Afghans, we are Turks, we are Turkmens, we are Armenians who are in Iran. Armenians now have Hafez and Rumi. More than perhaps 10 to 15 Armenians said, "Sir, we are also resetting our religion again. It's really a shame." So, where are you from? I have approximately 600 to 700,000 people from Afghanistan on my Facebook who are sharing the program like this. And remember, I messaged a lady. I won't mention her name now. I have a relative who is one of the officials. I don't know what, and so on. Whatever it was important. She said, "I sent reset to him." We said, "Send it to your relatives and friends." But remember, reset is not an advertisement. If I tell you to share it, it's so no one suddenly doesn't know and then finds out. But anyone who listens to reset means they care. It means they must have reached an understanding of something. If someone doesn't have the patience, reset is not a TV series where this one kisses that one and that one kisses this one. Isn't it a shame to leave a series and sit and listen to reset? There must be something in it. That means you are different. Know this from now on. We were reading Hatef Esfahani, Wahdat al-Wujud, the unity of existence, and seeing what unity of existence means. And the problem of these 1400 years currently after Islam, among the clerics, not the spiritual leaders. Look, I've said several times that in Shia and Sunni, there are only two Ruhanis. One or two, maybe three. Go ahead, hit me in the mouth. One or two people in all the Shia and Sunni clerics might be subsets of the perfect human that you must discover. It's the same in Christianity. They are subsets of the Insan-e-Kamel. It exists in Buddhism. There is a great Sufi named Buddha. Remember this, put all the clerics on one plate. Idiot, foolish here, put that one person deserving of respect there. For example, in the past, I explained Shibli was one of them. I explained, so, you know, these infiltrators and all priests, rabbis, clerics, and all magi, and I don't know, Zoroastrian priests, and all these caliphs. And all of them must strive to discover the Insan-e-Kamel. It's for them too. Now, we are explaining what the problem of the 1400-year unity of existence of the clerics with unity of existence is. And we are not revealing secret of essence now. We are saying things that you haven't paid attention to at all, meaning your tooth hasn't ached for you to know where the dentist is on your street. Otherwise, you've gone down this street 500 times, 5,000 times, gone to your uncle's house 5,000 times, had Hafez and understood nothing. I or this door has other layers. We'll read the verse. I want to start directly from here, and then, if we say anything about it, finish it with this first point. I want to finish Wahdat al-Wujud today. We reached here. If they say, this "You shall not see me," if we want to find it, you should search on Google. There is one, and nothing exists but him. He is one. There is no God but he. The dispute of the clergy is over this who. The important point is in this who. And what is this who that has caused problems for all clerics for 1400 years? What is the discussion about? It's unity of existence reached a point where the foot of illusions and the eye of thoughts cannot reach. You attain entry to a beloved where even Gabriel the trustworthy has no access. We read that until last week. We said a little of this verse here, now let's say the rest. This straightforward, uniform path. Mr. Hatef Esfahani refers. This path means the path I am talking about. It means the war of 72 nations make everyone a member, not the paths of other religions and these idiotic games. Number Hatef says, this path refers to proximity, meaning his own path. He doesn't say man, he says this. This path, that provision for the journey, and that destination of a man of the path, if you are, come and bring it. If you are looking for something to understand, we have explained it. Hatef says, I'm not saying it. Should I say again that I am an idiot? Forget me. I always want to go to the mosque so much. Do you know how many times I've been to Imam Reza? At least 10 times. Do you know how many times I've, for example, gone to the mosque? At least 550 times. And now if I reach Tehran, I'll go straight away. That Imam Hossein rice dish is really delicious. I want to eat it. I'll really go if I can. Or during Ramadan, I definitely go to parks and so on until 1 a.m. Last Monday, I was so happy. Your messages are so good. Someone was saying that we were sitting on Telegram and it went ding, ding, meaning reset came. 267 young people. Suddenly, everyone seemed to be waiting. This person who was describing it said, I was totally blown away by them. Suddenly, everyone sat down to listen to Reset. I said, oh my God, how good. I didn't know so many people were listening to Reset. The number has gone above 500 to 600,000, my dear. Yes, because if you can fool all the boys and girls now, that era of idiot city and idiotic games is over. Boys and girls are smart. They are paying attention to everything. Now he says, this path that I am showing you, my dear, you know yourself. If you are looking for those ridiculous paths, it's none of my business, Hatef says. But this path that I am talking about is your only path. This path, that provision for the journey and that destination of a man of the path, if you are, come and bring it. Otherwise, O man of the path, like others, you say friend and scratch your head behind your back. Here, it's a bit of a curse. Now, because my mother keeps calling and telling me not to curse, I'll explain it more politely. Because now it's not Rumi who would curse mother and sister, it's Hatef, but a little of it is bad. This scratching your head behind your back, you've seen a lot in Laurel and Hardy movies. Wow! Laurel, his head is like this when they hit it. Like this means stupid. Meaning, scratching the head behind the back, a trick, they scratch it and imitate it. It means stupid. He says, otherwise, O man of the path, O sir who seeks a path, seeks restart, seeks thought, seeks God, you say friend like the rest of the 72 nations. You say Hud, God, God, Allah, Jesus, Moses, Avesta. You say friend and scratch your head behind your back. Meaning you are scratching your head behind your back, scratching your head like those idiots, finding nothing. Then Hatef says to himself, Hatef, the masters of knowledge, whom please they pay sometimes attention to call addressee, drunk, and I have explained this so many times in the programs. The assesses and addresses are clear everywhere. You don't need to execute it, put a period, it changes. You don't need to execute it, you don't need to execute it. Two different concepts. Masters of knowledge refers to ulu al-albab, a people of understanding, and so on. It refers to people who have marifa, knowledge, or gnosis, is from irfan, mysticism, gnosticism. From that perspective of Sufism and Irfan, Hatef says, these masters, these heads of Sufism and Irfan, do you know why 5,000, 500,000 websites are attacking them? Do you know why they put Rumi's picture as a mystic, but the text they write is cursing sisters and mothers? It means they want to attack Wahdat al-Wujud, meaning it's not always that the guy curses. The best person who can destroy a priest in Christianity is in the guise of a priest. The best person who can harm Islam is in the guise of a cleric. The best person who can mess with Judaism is in the guise of a rabbi. The best website you can find on Google is a website that puts Rumi's name at the top, draws a big head and writes, Maulana Jalal ad-Din Muhammad, the great mystic, the great Sufi. Then underneath it explains in a way that says, yes, children, be very careful. Children, be careful because this is dangerous. He's saying his message secretly there in that article. He's saying it. And Hatef says, and this $300, $400, $500 million that, for example, in the past 21 years that I, Hosseini, know, we don't care about the past. In these 21 years, $300 to $400 million were spent to stand against reset and give it a single blow so this issue wouldn't be revealed and wouldn't be lost. Anyway, it went up in smoke. Now today we'll draw a conclusion that many find cool. You have two very cool conclusions. We'll be amazed to know that even if you spend $500 million, if you're going to get punched in the face, you will. Yes, like Reza Shah, who is neither a Sufi nor a mystic, but MI6 and millions of dollars from England and millions of dollars from Russia are going to come against him. A common person, an illiterate villager in Sufism, he rises in such a way that he puts MI6 and all of Russia in the toilet and doesn't even lift his foot. And to remove Reza Shah, they had to launch a military attack. He didn't give any votes, cursing behind his back. Do you know when a military attack happens? When the person knows that it can't be solved with curses, can't be solved with diplomats, can't talk with politics, meaning Churchill can't do anything anymore. In the middle, you have to throw Churchill out and attack. When do I and you punch? When we fight? When we can no longer talk to each other, meaning there's nothing left to say. And it's dangerous. He says these are the masters of knowledge. Arbab-e-Marifat means that Insan-e-Kamel, that person of Sufism and Irfan, whom they sometimes call drunk and sometimes sober. From wine, and very clearly when they wanted to, they called Hafez unclean. Pay attention to this even 20 to 30 years ago. From wine and always, wherever the word wine came, wine and cup and minstrel and cup bearer, from the tavern and monastery and beloved and sacred thread, their intention is hidden secrets that they indicate by allusion, sometimes declare. If you grasp their secret, you will know that this is the essence of those secrets, that there is one and nothing exists but him. He is one, there is no God but he. Focus on Marifat, like a Quran that has been stolen from Sufism, a Torah that has been stolen, a gospel that has been stolen. Look, when you say the word mu'min, a believer, mu'min is different from Muslim. Bliver is different from people, meaning the word is important. These Arbab-i-Marifat who read and speak like this, their whole point is in these four verses. Look at this person whose every verse has 500 meanings. Now, four of his verses have focused
now
on a word.
I am reading this poem of his.
Each verse is like that tree and river and so on that I mentioned, how much interpretation it has. Now he has focused five verses on one word, Arba be Marefat, and one last word, Illahu. If you grasp their secret, you will know that this is the essence of those secrets, that there is one and nothing exists but him. He is one. There is no God but he. I'm laughing because I know he really wanted this reset not to be broadcast. Really, God forbid. Gunnar, good night, Iran was taken over, so now people are busy with themselves. They don't care. I'm also an idiot. I get angry and so on. If you want to continue, Shabi Kayer Iran, shut this down. It's very damaging. Yes. Here's a very strange reference. Excuse me, dear listeners, I laughed. Yes. Here's a very strange reference. He says, it's not Allahu. Oh my God, dear listener, pay attention. The sign you hear is a sign that will mess you up. It's not normal. This is a military attack on the sentence. He says, there is one and nothing exists but him. He is one. There is no God but he. Who is a third person singular pronoun? He says, who is the essence of God and cannot be seen, but Allah can be seen. This is the important secret. He says, everything in the world is in who. Do you know what the result is? Number. Meaning, if you slap a disbeliever, God will tear you apart because God is in him. Who means you can no longer do enjoining good and forbidding evil. Why? Because who is in him, meaning God is in him. If you hit a dog, who is in it? God is in it. This Hatef and Rumi, Sadi and Hafez, they don't say this. When you hit a dog, they will make your life hell because you cursed God. You can no longer collect money from people for Satan and sell heaven and hell in these several thousand years. The great secret is that he says, everything that exists in the universe is who? Even Allah. Say he is Allah, the one. Say he is Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The secret is that أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا Allah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah is different from أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا I bear witness that there is no God but He. The great secret of Irfan is revealed here. That the only thing that cannot be discovered is who, but Allah can be seen. Now what happens if we say Allah can be seen, Mr. Hosseini? Is it this, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar? Number, is it this point that you just mentioned and so on? Number, the difference is that religions consider dogs to be at the level of a Sufi. Irfan and the people of Sufism consider dogs to be unclean. That's the difference, Haji. The difference is that a Sufi is one step away from becoming a Sufi. These degrees of being a dog are very great, meaning a dog becomes God in the mystical perspective, and in religion it becomes unclean. They mess with them. The dispute is only about this. The dispute is not about Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar means that a person goes up the steps of the church and talks nonsense. The dispute is not about that at all. Who can do Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar? Someone who receives revelation. Because why should they receive revelation?
Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar too. Who is in them? Meaning God is in them. And when you are channeling from God to God, you must receive revelation. That's why it's said in all religions, and those who manifest this display in the mihrab and pulpit, when they retire to privacy, they do other things. Now, their problem is not just this. This can be solved. They will slap you. You and I will also say, we were wrong. It gets resolved in the world. This is not the problem. The problem is that the whole Quran goes up in smoke. When Allah is visible, the subject of adjective and noun and name changes. Then all the people, now why is this important? All the people of Iran will be shaken after hearing this program. They will say, ah, what does that mean? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. If God was supposed to be Rahman and Rahim, they would have said, Bilahi Rahman Rahim, by Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. An oath that God is Rahman and Rahim. So another being came into existence here. Hatef cleverly shows that next week I want to talk about Haji Hafez. Remember, he says, water is who? He gives an example. When it enters your inner seed, it turns you into an apple. Is there water in an apple tree? He says, yes. Now, if the apple tree says, I am water and who in you, meaning water is in me, has it said blasphemy? Number. So why did you kill Halaj? Halaj saw his who in himself. If Halaj is to be killed, why shouldn't Mr. Moses be killed? Moses, the fire says, Anani. The fire says, I'm Ani, I am your God. No God is seen in the middle here. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And so until now, they have lied to the people of Iran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means by the name of Allah, meaning the perfect human, an oath. An oath by the name of Allah means an oath by the perfect human who is Rahman and Rahim. It has nothing to do with God. What does wajh, face or aspect, mean? It means the moon has taken the light of the sun and is directly giving it to the earth. It's a mirror. Light hits you. You see yourself. That is called the insane kamel. This parrot-like behind the mirror refers to this. Well, if you understand this ilahu, if you understand its wahdat al-wujud, then no one except the insane kamel has the right to Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. No one has the right to teach religion. Can we interpret the Quran? Can all people on earth interpret the gospel, the Quran? Everyone. Can we establish this interpretation of the Quran in our own family? They'll put something in my body. Number, why can't you transfer it? You can't implement the law of the Quran in yourselves. You interpret the Quran for yourself. Put a donkey in front of you, look at the donkey, and you will reach God. This who means everything that exists is in this. It's not anywhere else. I heard this word from the limbs, all veins and arteries, that there is one and nothing exists but him. He is one, there is no God but he. Abdul Rahman Jami, the great Sufi, says, at first you were everything at last. You are everything. What is this boasting of other existences in between? At last you are everything. This is from the Big Bang until 25 billion years later. What is this boasting of other existences in between? Meaning, if you are everything at first and last, how is there a sun in the middle? Are we here? I am. You are. Religion is. Speech is. If everything is you, then how is this, unless this is in you? Meaning it is who? Meaning water has come into God's garden. For example, let's assume it is water because it is visible. This cannot be said that mystics are struggling to explain the matter. He says water comes into your garden. All of these exist. Now, if in the middle a shameless thorn like Hosseini said, sir, by God, there is water in me too, don't kill him because it exists. It exists even in the thorn, Rumi says. He says, don't see the disbeliever, dude. Why? Because we don't know what will happen to his belief. After that, no one can order anyone else. So a religious government can no longer exist. Who wants to give orders except the insan e kamel? Who can give orders? This is what he's saying. It's a very important message. Meaning, if God is in you, why should you go to your neighbor? Now, you have Coke in your house. You have Coca-Cola. You have the Coca-Cola factory in your house. He says, idiot, why would you buy Coca-Cola? Why should you go to church looking for who? Who is in yourself? Manifest your essence. This is perfection and nothing else. This is its message. Religions come and say, no, sir, don't touch Allah, so they can differentiate. When did you leave my heart that I should yearn for you? When were you hidden that I should find you? You did not disappear for me to seek your presence. You were not concealed for me to reveal you. It's within you. So this is the main secret. The beginning of all surahs except Tawbah. Now why? It's a big message. As you, dear clerics, say, please tell the people whether Rahman and Rahim, most gracious, most merciful, refer to Allah or to Ismallah, the name of Allah. Does Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim mean by the name of God who is Rahman and Rahim? Or God himself who is Rahman and Rahim? Why haven't they revealed this secret to the people for 1400 years? Who are you fooling? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means it is referring to a being called the Insan-i-Kamil, who must be recognized. And before you start your program, you say A'uzu. Your own Quran says, A'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim azdam. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. I seek refuge in you from this devil within me, O perfect human. The reason is in 2 more weeks when we are going to interpret 8 verses from the Quran, so you understand what it is. The Quran is not for Muslims at all that you are reading it. You stole it and you are reading it. Along this line, the poor guy has no answer. All the people who ask questions about the Quran, you can't answer them, so you tell them they are godless and so on. Their questions are all correct, poor things. I truly believe they are all correct. This of kins, meaning of kin or inherent intrinsic quality, is billions of times more valuable. You who are doing Nahi Anil Munkar know why he thought for that 1 hour that it said that 1 hour of thought by the people of Sufism is equal to 1,000 years of worship. Meaning you fast for 1,000 years and pray and pay religious tax and do all these wrong things, you and I, it doesn't compare to 1 hour of off-kins that he thought about. So where was the secret? It's in the fact that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is revealed. Why? Because they always want to say Allah means a being in the sky.
Hatef says Allah is visible.
Who is invisible? The essence of Allah is a very different matter. When Allah is visible, then Ism Allah is visible. That's why all mystics say them. The mole on your lip, your eye, your ear. What a lip, what a fairy, what a second, what a foot. This is the argument. That's why they say you are a verse. Now, in many ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum, Allah. There is no God but He, the ever-living, the self-subsisting. You have so much in your Quran. Now, I haven't even talked about the Quran yet. The Quran is completely up in the air, dear listener. The Quran itself is a discussion for 15 more programs about where the Quran actually is, where the Gospel is, where the Torah is, where these lies are. Well then, what is the story of Shab-e-Kair Iran saying? Remember, I told a story where Rumi turns to his disciple and says, "Go, I'm thirsty. Bring a jug from behind there." The man, who is very much into Sharia and religion and so on, he's a very bigoted person. He goes there and comes back and says, "Oh, master, there are two jugs of water. Which one should I bring?" Rumi says, "Kiyama, my good boy, wahdahu la ilaha illahu. There is only one jug there. This la ilaha illa Allah is for prayer. If you say ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, it refers to something else. There is only one jug there, illahu. Go bring it." The disciple goes and comes back and says, "Don't mock me. By God, there are two. I know Satan is in me, and I must go to the mosque, and I must go to the church, and I know these are two now. I am seeing them with my own eyes." And Rumi says, "Go and see that there is only one. If there isn't one, do you see two?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Okay. Break one of them and bring the other." The disciple went and broke one. He said, "Which one should I break?" He said, "The choice is yours." He broke one. He saw there was no other jug. This refers to the same sentence, meaning everything that exists in the universe is within one being, and that who? The divine essence is adapted into Allah, meaning the divine essence who goes into the apple tree and becomes the Allah of the apple. That's why fire says, "Anani, I am your God," meaning who goes into the fire. The fire becomes the Allah of Moses. Who goes into the apple? The apple becomes Allah. It undergoes Allah, divine evolution, meaning Allah is a word from the essence that has been adapted, meaning it changes in the beings of the universe in different forms. But who, the essence that is water, is one. This is what Hatef is saying. Well, here the subject is very different. Now say until morning what these $4,400 million were spent on so that Reset wouldn't be broadcast. Talk among yourselves on the pulpit and about this and that. Play this part of my song. At least 990 people have heard this song, meaning Wahdat al-Wujud. You are spending all this money on websites to crush Wahdat al-Wujud, your TV network. A song of mine has been broadcast that is exactly Wahdat al-Wujud, and everyone has heard it, meaning everything you had woven like cotton, yes, you threw it in the trash. Now, and they know that on Iranian television, if you remember, the poem is, "Let's make reason and heart." Reason signifies the prophet. Prophets mean reason. Heart means the insane camel. Let's make reason and heart from the beginning, meaning reset. Let's start from the beginning. Let's become like the simurg. When we make the heart and reason, we become like the simurg. We become mashi-like. Let's become like the simurg and open our ways. Let's go to the city of lovers. Let's go to Attar, to Rumi. Let's not go to the rabbi. Let's not go to the cleric. Let's not go to the priest. Let's go to the city of lovers. Let's unite hearts. Let our hearts become one. Let's banish winter. Let's bring spring to life. Let's become Attar's simur. Let's become friends with each other. Let's go to the beginning of love. Let's become healer and patient.
And Wahdat al-Wujud is clearly present in two verses. Play it, let me hear it. Let's make reason and heart, let's start from the beginning. Let's become like the Simurgh and open our ways. Let's go to the city of lovers, let's unite hearts, let's banish winter, let's bring spring to life, let's become a Tars Simurgh, let's be friends with each other. Let's go to the beginning of love. Let's become healer and patient. To reach, we must be in harmony with the ultimate destination, united in heart and secret. Applause and music, let's be. In the race of life, in the race of life, even though we fight each other, even though you are my misery, my flower, you are an apple. In the race of life, even though we fight each other, but we are companions on the path. In the end, we are of one color. We are all in that one. Meaning, the message of that point and so on is all clear in this. I try to explain Wahdat al-Wujud here in a way that when we pass its first level, we go on to see what Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means. Until now, they told you, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Whereas in Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means by the name of God who is Rahman and Rahim. Rahman is for if God wanted to declare himself Rahman and Rahim, he would have said Billahi Rahman Rahim if Allah was supposed to do this. But Ism Allah means a direct reference. In all of you, dear lady who prays, fasts, pays kums, does all these things, you are saying all of these from morning till night without even realizing what has happened. It's the same in Christianity. It's the same in Judaism. Why? Because they all stole phrases from Sufism and are saying them. Where did this come from? When was Jesus' book, the Gospel, published? Shake your own mind for 5 minutes. 250 years after Jesus' death or ascent to heaven or whatever anyone thinks, the Gospel comes out. 34 years, 11 months, and 16 days after the death of the Messenger of Allah. Now, I joke like this so you know it's 34 years. The Quran comes out 34 years, 11 months, and 16 days after the death of the Messenger of Allah. Avesta is the same. A very simple question. Sir, if the book of Quran was so important and we all should stick to it and not abandon it, why didn't Muhammad himself write it? Bring one verse where Muhammad says, O people, write this book that I am about to say. Oh, you'll really laugh. The Quran hasn't even been released yet. The translations they do are very interesting. The translations they do say, yes, well, the intention of Muhammad is to stick to this Quran. The Quran hasn't come out. The Quran is published 34 years after Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Now, all of you, even those who don't believe in God, when they come and find any fault in this Quran that you have published, and then you hit these poor people.
They don't know what the Quran is doing outside at all. Quran means all Muslims, Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, Buddhists, all religions have one common characteristic. They have books, and all of them. Don't laugh by Husseini's life. By my mother, why aren't you laughing? I get angry. I'm very sensitive. No, the program is serious. All religions have books, and all religions say they wrote the book after the death of that prophet. It's very interesting. Meaning there wasn't a prophet whose mind worked enough to write this, to say, sir, this matter is important. Write down everything I say, make it a book, publish it, market it. And below it, give the author's name and publish it. 250 years after the departure of Jesus, son of Mary, a book comes out for me as the gospel. Now, not just one came out. 500 books of the gospel came out. Then they saw, sir, it's a big mess. So they gathered the priests. They said, sit down, sir, for God's sake. Let's choose four of them. Let these four be it. All these four are also books from the people of theological Sufism. For example, now, suppose I can release a religion tomorrow. It's very simple. Now, with the information I have about the Rumi's and Hafez's books, I'll name my religion Reset Sayyid Muhammad Husseini, peace be upon him, or I'll add peace be upon him. It's done, it's settled. I'll gather books from the people of Sufism and Buddhism and so on, combine them, and four correct sentences will emerge. But I don't find the digestion and connection of this. Meaning, when we say to him, oh, Sir, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim,
Mr. Cleric, what does it mean? He says it's a divine secret. It doesn't connect. When we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sir, why do we say Assalamu alayka at the end of our prayer? He doesn't know. Why do you say Allahu Akbar twice? He doesn't know. He doesn't understand the connection. The priest doesn't understand the connection. This is the problem, meaning it doesn't connect. So much contradiction. All the religious books were written after their prophet died or went to the other world or for whatever reason. Why? Or did that prophet really not understand that he should write this? Is that really possible? I mean, a person that much. If this matter was so important, then it shows the Quran is not your salvation. Because if it were your salvation and there was a mission for Muhammad to write the Quran, verse 57 of Surah Al-Baqarah would not come, saying a curse upon those who, now either 75 or 57, a curse upon those who write this book with their own hands. All of them. Well, why doesn't it say, if this book was your salvation, why didn't it occur to Muhammad to publish it? It wouldn't have been any trouble for him. When he came to Medina, he was how many years old? He had no work. So many soldiers, wars, and so on, he would have assigned one person to transcribe. Now, so many books are coming out in Iran. And none of them really have authors. All are coming from one source. One person comes and says, yes, Shams wanted that girl and so on. Anyway, now they want to ruin Shams. Why? Because the problem is that Rumi can no longer be ruined. He has become global. Now they want to say the root was rotten, Shams was rotten, so Rumi becomes rotten, meaning they want to attack from the very bottom. But they have forgotten that, gentlemen, you cannot destroy someone with four idiotic books when people picked up Rumi with tongs because he was unclean. Now we are talking. Rumi is becoming the love of the whole world. They won't be ruined. Sufism won't be ruined. Now, it's none of our business either. Sufism knows how to deal with anyone it wants. What concern is it of ours to interfere in this matter? But the interesting point is precisely this. If the Quran belongs to Muhammad and your salvation was in the Quran, only reading the Quran, why didn't Muhammad write it? He saw Yahya. Why do we not have a single verse where, dear listener, he could have said, God has commanded that you write this book. Write it line by line exactly like this. Publish it. Let this be the scripture for the gospel. Why hasn't such a thing happened? It hasn't happened in Judaism either. So all religions are, thank God, united in one thing. They have books. It's very interesting. Everyone has a book. Whoever doesn't understand this book, they'll put something in his body. Well, was this book written by the Prophet himself? Number all, religions are united in one thing. The books were written after the Prophet. It's really amazing by God, you know, dear young one, by God, meaning either I'm an idiot or we're idiots. Anyway, this doesn't go beyond I, you, he, we, you, all, they. It doesn't go beyond this. Look, it's very interesting. It's like I say now, hello, hello, sir, hello. For example, such and such a book has come out, and I didn't write it. I will kill anyone who curses Qasem Hassan Javad. He has no book, nothing. A book that we don't know why Muhammad didn't write it. Then we write a book after him and publish it. And whoever doesn't listen to this book, we hit them. These are important points themselves. Anyway, we have discussed the first level of La ilaha illahu, so that later we can go on to explain this topic in the next level, perhaps in 15 to 20 more programs. The overall conclusion of this poem is that Allah is the collection of attributes of a beauty. Who is the essence of a being? When who enters anything, this is a very, very small nuance in it. When who enters anything, it adapts and changes within it. It manifests a symbol that is called Allah, that God of that thing. That's why in the Quran, fire doesn't say, hello, I am fire to Abraham. It doesn't say to Moses, I am fire that has become fire from God. Number it says, Anani, meaning I am your God. Why does fire do such a thing? Because who in fire creates the Allah of Moses? This was one of the important secrets that we will use later. I explained it in the Reset program. And all religions want to remove this word who. Why? Because when we understand that God is in all beings, from dogs and cows and everything, then you can no longer hit them. You can no longer curse. You can no longer kill. You can no longer do anything. You just have to discipline yourself. You must look into your own collar. If you enjoin good your daughter without the permission of the Insan e Kamel and without the permission of that matter, they will mess you up. This whole thing means this, meaning you can no longer reform anyone except your own filthy self, Hosseini. You can no longer preach to your neighbor, give opinions to your neighbor, talk to your neighbor. This is the whole point of Rumi and Saadi and so on. Now, I will go and pray at the mosque here. I'm stupider than this. I'll go to congregational prayer and I entrust you to the God of Rumi and just ponder, oh, brother, all our thought is the rest of your bone and root and cleric's food. I wanted to talk about this today, but didn't have the chance. I wanted to talk about what we will be like in the afterlife, meaning the world after, which we haven't explained in this, because we wanted to explain Maurice Maeterlinck and see what's happening in the afterlife, which we will talk about next week. I said, let's finish Unity of Existence and its story until next week.